Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast, episode 14. I'm Dave Spadaro. An off-season of activity, well, it was accentuated this week. The Eagles making the big move on Wednesday, trading up in the first round of the 2016 draft, dealing the eighth pick in the first round, as well as a third-round pick and a fourth-round pick this year, a first-round pick in 2017, and a second-round draft pick in 2018. That all goes to the Cleveland Browns. The Eagles, in return, receive the second overall draft pick in this 2016 draft, as well as the fourth round pick, a conditional selection in 2017 from the Cleveland Browns. So what does it all mean? Well, we know what it means. The Eagles going quarterback shopping on April 28th, and they will select either Jared Goff from the University of California or Carson Wentz from North Dakota State. It was a whopper of a trade, the second for the Eagles inside the top 10 of this draft, the third in the NFL behind the Eagles dealing with Miami, and then also the Rams going from 15-1 with the Tennessee Titans. That trade went down 1 week before the Eagles made their whopper of a deal. Let's go straight to it and get the dirt. Eagles Executive Vice President of Football Operations, Howie Roseman, talking about the deal and why the Eagles did it. Howie, talk about the feeling you have now that you've made the deal and you kind of look ahead and see what's on your roster and then wait till Thursday. How are you feeling?
When we met in January for the first time, our quarterback depth chart was kind of small, and we had made a commitment to each other at that moment that when we picked up our head in May that we were going to be really excited about those names on the depth chart. And after next Thursday, we have a great opportunity to do that.
And if it's Jared Goff or Carson Wentz, it doesn't matter which one?
No, we're excited about both those guys. It's a unique opportunity where you get a shot at one of these guys who has the tools to be a tremendous player in this league and develop with time. And that's the uniqueness of the situation here with our coaching staff and our depth chart. We don't need anyone to play right away, so they can develop and take their time.
And Sam Bradford and Chase Daniel, what does this deal say for them?
Well, really, we look at this as just a unique opportunity. You know, outside of it, we committed to Sam. Sam's our starting quarterback. That's why we had traded a two for him last year. That's why we gave him the contract we did this year. And then for Chase, it was an exciting player for us to add to our football team. His knowledge of Doug's offense, things that he brings to the table. And so we wanted to invest in the quarterback position, and certainly we've done that here.
The way the NFL has reacted trying to get up to the top of the draft, it's unprecedented. Does that speak to just the need the teams see for getting that quality franchise quarterback?
Yeah, when you study it, the teams that are competing year after year, they have quarterbacks. They have quarterbacks that are playing on a continual basis. The ones that don't have them are going to do whatever they can to go get them. And so we feel like we got to get back into developing them and making sure that that position is as good as any in the National Football League.
Last one for the fans who say that they're concerned that you gave up too much, that you mortgaged the draft. How do you respond to that?
Getting top-level play at the quarterback position is worth its weight in gold. And we look at it from a short-term and a long-term perspective for this organization, for this franchise, because of the uniqueness of where we're picking. I mean, we're sitting here January 1st and we're picking 13th, and now we're picking 2, and we didn't have a second-round pick. Now, we've lost some things going forward. There's no question about it. But that's what free agency was for. That's why we were aggressive in free agency and getting guys like Brandon Brooks, McLeod, just to name a few, obviously a bunch more guys. And we get a chance to prepare for certain not having the 2018 too.
Thanks, Howie.
Thanks, Dave.
Join us for the Eagles NFL Draft Spotlight Forum on Saturday, April 30th. Brandon Graham, Jordan Hicks, and Chris Maragos will be on hand to discuss their experiences of going through the NFL draft process. And a lucky fan in attendance may even have the opportunity to announce our fifth round draft selection live from the event. Tickets are just $15 and are available online now at philadelphiaeagles.com/spotlightforum. Clearly, the Eagles had an opportunity to go get themselves what they believe will be a franchise quarterback, and that is one way to build a football team. The Eagles have not won a playoff game since 2008 and have not had a franchise quarterback since selecting Donovan McNabb in 1999, ironically, number 2 overall, Andy Reid's first selection as a head coach. Now Doug Peterson will make his first selection at the 2 position on a quarterback, and that's something that NFL Network's Mike Mayock agrees with. If you love a quarterback, go get him.
Philosophically, if you don't think you've got a long-term franchise quarterback, I always believe, I bang the table every year, that if you can get one, you better go get one. The Eagles, in reality, have a 2-year deal with Sam Bradford and a quality backup in Chase Daniel. Now, if you think you can get a young guy for the next 8 to 10 years that stabilizes your offense, again, I say go get him. I love Sam Bradford, but his history of injuries is prevalent, and I think that's one of the reasons they got a 2-year deal they can effectively get out after one.
Mike, as you look at the Eagles, what do you see? What do you see with this roster?
I see a kind of interesting turnover, obviously, which you always get with new coaching staff. I see a need to continue to upgrade that offensive line. Peters is 34 years old, I believe, this year. Lane Johnson can kick over, but they've got to continue to get younger and more athletic on that offensive line. They need another wide receiver. You could upgrade the tailback position. I really like the moves they made on defense, and I think they've leaned on their defensive coordinator a little bit with some of those Buffalo Bills acquisitions with McKelvin and Brooks and the linebacker Bradham. I think they are solid football players. And what that does, Dave, is that instead of going into the draft with all these massive needs, they've filled them with low to mid-level free agents. So now you can deal from strength rather than reaching for needs.
Interesting. Well, hey, Mike, I know you have a great time ahead of you. Great weekend, a lot of talking, and good luck on next weekend.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
How about some of the reaction from the local beat reporters in this week's press coverage? We talked to some of those who cover the Philadelphia Eagles to get their reaction on the big trade.
Howard Eskin from Fox 29 and WIP Sports Radio. Your reaction to the Eagles moving up to number 2 in the draft?
My first reaction is I'm not surprised based on the last few days. And Howie said something, and I mentioned this on the air a couple of times. He said something on Monday that kind of clicked. He said, the owner has supported me in the risk of trading up if I see value in it. And as soon as he said the owner has given me support, I knew something was going to happen, but I didn't think it was going to happen this quickly. But obviously, he didn't want to waste a lot of time. Cleveland was okay with the deal. I don't know if they could have gotten more. But I always worry about trading draft picks. And I know we've talked that my only reservation is the success of a quarterback early in the draft is less than, 40%, 40% success. But as Howie and I talked to Howie, as he pointed out, it gets the percentage of failure is higher as you move on a draft for obvious reasons. So they wanted a quarterback. In the end, I'm not surprised that they made the trade, whether it be Goff or Wentz. I'm not surprised. Obviously, they like both, and Doug understands the position. But you want the guy to contribute, and they're not going to have a contributor for at least a couple of years. And honestly, I wasn't ready to give up on Sam Bradford. And I know he's a quarterback this year. And what happens if he has a great year? Then you're really
in a good situation.
Well, yeah, you're in a good situation. But then do you trade him if Wentz or Goff are ready? So there's a lot of dynamics. I do know this. In this city, the town's going nuts right now because they got a quarterback, but not everybody's going to be in favor of it because you gave up draft picks. But the reality is it's created excitement and it created this buzz. I mean, I can't believe how many text messages I got. How many phone calls? Wait a minute, I got a news conference and you're calling me and you're texting me. So I can't believe all that stuff, but it's created an I got calls from out of town. It's crazy.
Howard, how will Sam Bradford react to this? And how should he react to this?
Well, obviously he's got to have some doubts because he knows he's not the quarterback of the future. Will it affect him on the field? No, I actually don't. Because I think once a player gets on the field, he might think about it at times during the week if certain things happen. Once you get on the field, you play the game. And I think all players play the game. And Sam's kind of an interesting guy. Not a whole lot of concern. He's made over $100 million in his life. He enjoys things outside of football. He loves to play golf. Not that he's going to play golf during the season. But he's comfortable with what he's done, with the money he's got. He's obviously going to get married. So in his life is good right now. I don't think it's going to bother him that much. I think he might think about it once in a while, but no, I don't think it's going to bother him that much.
Thanks, Howard.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Anytime.
Les Bone, Philadelphia Daily News. Your reaction to the Eagles' move to go up to number 2 in the draft?
Well, it's going to make for a really exciting spring and summer, Dave. A lot to write about. There's probably a trip to Fargo, North Dakota in my future if we assume that this is going to end up being Carson Wentz. But I think Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson perhaps are staking their tenures on this working out when you look at what the Eagles have given up.
And as you see the quarterback position, Les, how do you see it all kind of playing out in a perfect scenario for the Eagles?
Perfect scenario for the Eagles is that Sam Bradford stays healthy and plays really well this season. Carson Wentz, if it's going to be Carson Wentz, learns behind him, picks up the offense very well, is also healthy, but doesn't really play. And at the end of the season, they can trade Sam Bradford, who will have a year left on his deal, not a terribly expensive year, to somebody and get some draft picks back to replenish their stock moving forward.
So from an Eagles standpoint, do you like this deal?
I guess I do, Dave. It's really hard to know without knowing, is it going to be Wentz and is he really that good? I mean, I'm not a quarterback whisperer of any sort. I like the boldness of it. I really think Howie Roseman, since reascending to the head personnel position, has swung for the fences. And it's hard to criticize that. I mean, I think that's, you know, you want somebody who tries too hard than somebody who doesn't do enough. And Howie is certainly trying to put this franchise in a position to win a Super Bowl.
The value the Eagles gave up, Les, how do you feel about it?
It's a lot, particularly when you look at this year's draft and the lack of a second round pick. I'm glad they didn't give up both the third round picks. They do need to do something to help their team this season, a running back, an offensive lineman. Howie made a very good point, and I kind of missed it when he was talking. I did listen to it just now on my recorder. By spreading out over 3 years the price, they've kind of amortized this a little bit. They can kind of plan for not having a such and such pick in 2018. It's not like they're taking all this hit next week.
Thanks, Les.
You're very welcome.
I'm head coach Doug Peterson, and you're listening to the Eagles Live podcast with Dave Spadaro.
So the Eagles have 7 draft picks in all starting next Thursday, of course, the second pick overall. They then won't pick until round 3, number 79 overall. And then the Eagles will draft in the 5th, 6th, and 7th rounds. They've got 5 selections on day 3 of this 2016 draft. Make sure you're with us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official app. All week long, we've got draft coverage for you, including our Draft Central show, and that begins on Wednesday night. We'll have that for you live from the NovaCare Complex. And then, of course, we'll be live for round 1. Will it be Jared Goff or Carson Wentz for the Philadelphia Eagles? In the meantime, a busy week at the NovaCare Complex as the Eagles conducting their voluntary 3-day mini camp. They were on the field for 2 practices a day, Tuesday through Thursday, one of those practices each day, a walkthrough, and the Eagles trying to learn the schemes, the new one on the defensive side implemented by Jim Schwartz, and of course, Doug Peterson's hybrid West Coast offense. So we'll talk to Jason Kelsey, the Eagles center. He's got some new mates up front along the Eagles offensive line. So let's go 3 questions with Eagles center Jason Kelsey. So Jason, what's it like to get on the field this early and kind of knock the rust off?
More important than knocking the rust off right now is, you know, getting the new plays, getting the new terminology, understanding, you know, the new concepts and stuff like that. So those are the important things right now, and that's why we're starting early this year.
You have a sense of it from before. Is it very similar to the Andy Reid offense?
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very similar. Done a lot of this before. They've changed some things up since they've gone over to Kansas City for a little bit, and I'm sure that they'll be adding new things in this year. That's part of the NFL offense. It's always evolving. So there are some similarities, though, and you know, I'm more than comfortable and ready to get going here.
So how does it work for you? What is the actual process for you? How much of it right now? Is it all pretty much mental for you?
Yeah, I mean, that's what this is right now. You know, we're not going to really get a good test physicality or physical-wise to see what guys got other than measurables like speed and accelerations, things like that. But as you know, football really doesn't get played until you put the pads on, until we start getting things going in training camp. So right now, it's all mental, trying to get down the playbook, trying to get down the plays, trying to get familiar with the new guys in the room. Those are the aspects that we're working with now.
So Doug stood up for the first time as a head coach in front of a full team. How do you think his message has been received?
I mean, he's been like just like every other head coach. He gets up there, and obviously he's the head guy. He's the head man in charge. And, you know, at this point, we're just trying to learn how he's going to do things, how he's going to install things, you know, how he's going to coach us. And right now we're just taking it one day at a time, you know, getting used to each other. And he's been great so far.
How's the locker room chemistry? A lot of new faces, as always. How do you think things are going?
We got a lot of new faces. We got some returning guys that have been here for a while. And we got some new guys, especially the guy to my right, who's brand new, bring him from Houston. So that's what this is for. This is time to build that chemistry, build the camaraderie, get to know the new offense, but also get to know everybody and welcome them to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Thank you. Yep. Believe it or not, now is the time to start thinking about summer plans. And the best way for your kids to enjoy the summer is to spend it with the Eagles. In partnership with award-winning ESF Camps, the Eagles are proud to introduce the all-new Eagles Football Academy, featuring both football non-contact camps and cheerleading camps for boys and girls ages 6 to 14. Camps feature instruction from current and alumni Eagles players and cheerleaders, a behind-the-scenes tour of the Eagles facilities, top instruction from the region's finest coaches, and much, much more. Register your kids today for the official Philadelphia Eagles Football Academy summer camps. Visit eaglesacademies.com. Over on the other side of the ball, Malcolm Jenkins coming off a Pro Bowl season in 2015. He's now paired with Rodney McLeod in the deep secondary for the Eagles, and it's a different defense, a 4-3 front rather than the 3-man look the Eagles had the last 3 seasons with Bill Davis overseeing the defense. What does that mean for the safety spots? Malcolm Jenkins talks one-on-one. Well, it's day one of being on the field, Malcolm. What are you seeing? What are you feeling? What are you hearing?
I think everybody's just excited. You know, obviously a lot of new changes with new coaching staff, new offense. offense, new defense. So everybody's has that white belt mentality where everybody's trying to learn and soak up as much as they can. Usually it's not a regular situation when you get on the field this early in the offseason. So, you know, just trying to take advantage of the opportunity.
What is the sense you have of the defense?
Right now, it seems like we're going to be an aggressive bunch, especially up front. We're going to have the freedom to do a lot of things to disrupt the offense, and everybody else is really playing off of them. So it starts up front. You know, but there are a lot of tools to really put guys in some good positions.
What changes for you, for your position?
Not much. I mean, just the run responsibility goes from being a D-gap to a C-gap, you know, with playing on the ends and the Y-9. But other than that, everything's the same.
For the first time, Doug, as a head coach, stood in front of the team and has addressed the entire group. How's that been received, do you think?
I think it's been just well. I think he has a clear plan, a clear vision of how he sees the team looking, how he sees our practices flowing, pace, tempo, and what he is demanding out of each player. And, you know, that's the first thing as a coach is just to be able to clearly communicate what it is that you're looking for, how we're being evaluated as players. And then that gives us the direction, you know, of how to set the tempo.
Visit the Eagles Pro Shops from April 28th through May 1st for the annual Pro Shop Sale. This sale offers great deals on a wide variety of items, including select hats and t-shirts for $15 or less, and 50% off select long sleeve tees, sweatshirts, and outerwear. These offers are only valid in store, so visit any of the three Eagles Pro Shop locations at Lincoln Financial Field, Cherry Hill, and Lancaster, Pennsylvania. As far as the X's and O's go, the Eagles expecting a lot from the tight end position. They signed Zach Ertz and Brent Celek to contract extensions. They bring back Trey Burton as well. And Ertz understands exactly what this offense means because the tight end should be a big feature. Travis Kelce made the Pro Bowl last year in Kansas City. Gary Barnage, a huge season for the Cleveland Browns last year. And Antonio Gates working with Frank Reich, another productive season for the San Diego Chargers last season. So what does that all mean for Ertz and Celek and Burton? Well, there could be some big things ahead.
Yeah, I think we have a very good group of tight ends. All of us are very different with Brent, myself, and Trey. And I think we all bring something different to the table. And I think those three guys have used the tight end in a lot of different ways. And I think the three of us are very excited about this upcoming season for sure.
That will do it for our Eagles Live podcast, episode 14. Thanks so much for joining me, Dave Spadaro, and we will be back next week just prior to the NFL draft. The Eagles sitting in the two spot in round number one. We've got complete coverage on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official team app. Exclusive coverage from the NovaCare Complex. Thanks so much to Brian Thomas for putting this all together, and thank you for joining us. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.